Okay. My name is Carter Ransom. I am 16 years old. Today is April 21st, 2019, and I'm speaking with Noah Thompson, who is my friend. We are recording this in Pace, Florida. You know?
What do you want me to do?
All right, so I'm Noah Thompson. I'm 16. It's April 21st, and I'm speaking with Collier. And then he's my friend.
Okay, Noah, are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
So positive or negative events that shaped who I am?
Yeah.
Positive events, I'd have to go with. Probably joining Man. That was a good one. Joining football. Shadowing at the HMC. And there are a few others I can't think of right now. And then negative. I have no clue any negative ones.
Okay, next question. Can you tell me about one of the most people who has been the kindest to you in your life?
You? That's serious? Okay. That's a very poor response, but...
Okay, it's okay. Yeah. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
My friends, really.
My friends are the only people that really keep me here, honestly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Happiest memories?
Oh, God. Okay. Happiest memories. One of them was whenever we were at your birthday party. You know exactly where this is going. You remember it explicitly. And you idiots decided to go ding-dong ditching. While me and Cooper stayed back and threw a football. And I walked down the street, and I see Dylan climbing up a freaking tree. Trying to hide in the freaking tree, right? And this was after, apparently, the guy pulled the taser on y'all. And I didn't know. So I'm like, what is he doing? And why, in God's name, is everyone running in opposite directions of each other? So I walk back, me and Cooper still playing video games. You idiots decide to continue harassing the dude to where the cops get called. And so me and Cooper went inside 10 minutes before, and then you come into your room and you're like, shut up, the cops are here. And I'm like, what did you retards do? And I'm like, and then whenever I hear the full story, it's just hilarious to me. And the way your dad reacted was the best way ever. Your family is so great in the way they handle that. That was great.
All right, next question. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Most difficult? Shit. I probably shouldn't have said that on this. This is going to the Library of Congress. I shouldn't say that. Most difficult?
Probably the summer before freshman year, because I wasn't really finding my place anywhere, and I didn't really know what I was doing, like, what was my goals, what were the point of what I was doing. I didn't really have any plans at that point.
Understood. All right, next question. Do you have a favorite memory of me?
That's not the cops getting called on us?
Yeah, that one.
So besides that,
We've done so much stupid crap together. I don't know what to choose. We still need to do some more stupid crap, though. We need to... Okay, the Parker's house. We really... I still have my 5-minute smoke bomb. If you want to pull up whenever you leave, if you want me to pull up and pull it on their house and just dip, I will gladly do that. Because they're terrible people.
They deserve it.
They would. So, I mean, like, what's some other stupid stuff we do? Like,
see.
I mean, like, I know we've gone into the woods.
Oh, closet basketball. You busted your head open?
Oh, yeah, that. That was fun.
Pool basketball?
Pool basketball, that's always fun. When did I...
When we played football, and there was like, how many people were there? Like, 12?
That was the year before the cops got called, Marcus ran into the freaking mailbox.
That was funny.
That was funny.
I mean, at first, he was on our team, right?
Yeah.
And so I scored the touchdown that led up to this because one guy went underneath me and another guy went off. You went on top of me. Yet I was still up, and I scored, right? We kick it down. Y'all fumble. Marcus grabs it. He's not down. Right into the mailbox. He's down for a good 30 minutes.
Dude, that was so funny.
That was hilarious. And your parties always have some stupid crap happening.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
They're always lit. They're always great. I always look forward to them. You haven't really been allowed to have any recently because of the cops. But, yeah, it's always fun.
All right, next question. Yeah. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
God.
All right. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
Oh, God. Okay. Greatest accomplishments. I mean, like, getting a shadow at IHMC was a really cool...
Can you say what the HMIC is?
It's the Institute for Human... Let me look up what it is. IHMC. Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. Basically, get to mess around with some robots, and they're $1 million machines, and given to them by NASA.
That'd be pretty lit. Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a fun time.
All right, next question. Do you have any regrets?
Not experiencing Ding Dong Ditching where you get the cops called on you. Because I was in the background of that. That would have been fun. I regret not doing nearly as much stupid stuff as I should have done whenever I was younger. So, pretty much it.
What do you want to be when you grow up and why, and be specific?
I want to be the in real life Tony Stark. So, basically, be filthy rich, build military weaponry and other types of technology. So, like, there would be a lot of like Iron Man suits would be one thing I'm actually really interested in developing. The IHMC was a doorway into that because they make exosuits for people that are paralyzed and they can make them walk again with them, which was really cool. And basically,
own my own technology development company and get rich off it.
Where do you want to go to college and why?
I haven't narrowed it down yet. I still have 4 or 5 I'm looking into. So, in not preference order, MIT, Florida, Georgia Tech, Clemson, Duke. Those are my big 5 that I'm shooting towards. MIT, because they're the best technological institute in this country, and it's really the best place where I can get involved with what I want to do, and it's located in my favorite city in the world, which is Boston. Florida, because family went there and I have huge family connections there, and I can get away with a lot more stuff if I wanted to. I could do a lot more there. I can change my major more and have more freedom there. Georgia Tech, because that's in Atlanta, and I like Atlanta. It also is a very good, like, technological school, and I do have family standing there, and it's not private and stupid expensive like MIT. It's more of a smaller MIT. Clemson, because of their, specifically their computer programs there, they have some of the top computer programs in the country, and the campus is really has really good scenery around it. And then Duke, because I was part of the Duke Tip program, which basically was one of their talent searches where they chose some of the smartest kids in the country to take the ACT in 7th grade. And I got accepted in, to be able to do a certain camp, which was really fun, which taught me how to 3D print. And so and Duke's also essentially an Ivy League, so that was one of my major ones.
What is your favorite animal and why?
I can tell you my favorite animal to kill is snakes, because them suckers need to die. I hate snakes. But my favorite? Probably owls, honestly. Like, owls are just cool to me because they kill snakes, thank God. I hate snakes. And they've just been, they're a symbol of knowledge and stuff like that in many cultures, so it's just interesting to me.
Next question. Why do you like football?
It's a contact sport. You get to screw people up quite quickly. And just let a lot of your emotions go that you can't necessarily express. You know, you get your anger out, you burn off a lot of energy.
What city or state would you like to live in when you grow up?
City? Probably Boston. Boston, for a big city, it's extremely safe. Like, there's no, like, crime issues or anything like that. And it's a nice place. Everyone's really friendly there. And, like, there's a lot of opportunity there because MIT, Boston College, Boston University are all
centered. Boston Red Sox.
I'm talking college.
Okay.
Boston Red Sox are nice too. I've been to a game. But those colleges all are technological colleges too. And it's a lot of possibilities for technological stuff like that.
What state would you like to live in?
State?
Yeah. Like, if you had to pick one.
I had to pick one state.
Like scenery or something that has the most going on in it.
Probably Florida. I mean, like, New York's boring. I've been into New York State, and it's literally nothing. And New York City's just a crapple. It's awful. awful. California, I would die the moment I got in there. For some of the stuff, I would say. Florida, it's just a good balance of everything. It has the big cities and the possibilities to do a lot.
Amusement parks and beaches.
It has the beaches. It has the country. It's literally the perfect mix of everything. Let's see if this clock's wrong, I swear.
What's the other question? If you had to visit... Oh, next question. If you had to visit one amusement park in the entire world, what would it be?
Amusement park?
Yeah.
I've been to 3 amusement parks. I've been to Disney, I've been to Universal, and then I went to one that was in Missouri.
It was Six Flags? Oh, Branson?
Yeah, Branson. That's where I went. I haven't been to Six Flags. Six Flags doesn't really seem interesting to me.
It's alright.
Universal is really nice. I'd love going back to Universal, because Universal has a lot to do. Just has a lot of... Like, it's smaller than Disney, but you can get a lot more done. Still just enjoy yourself more there.
Okay, next question. If you had to visit one country or, I don't know, out of, like, worldwide, where would you go? Cannot be in the United States, though.
It can't be the United States, but it has to be a country. And
country or like somewhere like Paris or something like that. Cancun, something like that.
Right. Probably Italy, honestly. I mean, like, Italy has a lot of technological things. They have world-famous cars, that's where... where cars like Lamborghini and Ferrari are made, and it's small, it's mostly country, and it just helps everyone out, mostly.
Alright, another question. If you got offered a contract to the NFL to your favorite team, or got offered a technological scholarship to MIT, which one would you take and why?
So, either scholarship to MIT...
or the biggest NFL contract to your team of your choice. That
That's a tough one. Because scholarship at MIT... If I were to get scholarship to MIT, that would basically bring my goals to life. But if I were to get the NFL contract, that would bring my dreams to life, because my dream has been to play football. And from a dream standpoint, I'd have to go football. But if I were faced with it in real life, and I was being realistic with myself, I choose MIT due to the fact that everything I've been working for since the start of high school has been to move on into higher schools and be able to achieve my goals.
What are your... Oh, next question. What are your 3 goals in life and why?
3 goals in life?
Yeah, like 3 main ones.
Be Tony Stark, have an impact on the world, and make the world a better place than it was for me. So basically, to be Tony Stark, the reason that's one of my goals is because ever since I was... Since I was introduced to the Avengers, like, I took a liking to Tony Stark, especially Robert Downey Jr.'s version of Tony Stark, where he was cocky, but not cocky, but, like,
he was very focused on what he wanted. Whenever he wanted something, he worked towards it to get it. And then to have an impact on the world, really just, if I were to be able to, if the technology I was going to create would, while it would be military technology in some areas, but in other areas, it could be positive things like improving exosuits to make people walk more stably that are paralyzed or things like that, and then leaving the world a better place than it was given to me, just shows me that I should keep, it's just that if I don't leave a positive impact, what was the point of living? You know? Like, if you're not making the world a better place, then why are you taking away from others?
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
All right. Next question. What does it say? Why are we close friends?
Because you've been the only person that's been willing to stick with me for this long. Most people just leave me after a while. I mean, like, I don't have a lot of people, and whenever I get close to someone and they start seeing some of my demons and stuff like that, they just leave me. I try to keep you close because you're one of the only people I can trust to help me through whenever I need help and to always be there for me. And so really it's just, that's why.
Okay. All right. A lot of newer questions for you. We're like 8 minutes short, but it was good. That was a good interview. So is there anything that you would like to add to this or no?
No.
No, you'd like to add. All right. So I am, we are done with this interview. And so, yeah, we're running to 23 minutes. So 7 minutes. Oh, God. Well, we finished 7 minutes. Sorry, Miss Addison.